This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shizmat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Thank you, Betty.
Ooh, new more episodes till Eclipse Magic. I am excited. I am so excited. I don't know what to do, but I think I like it. I'm so excited. Woohoo.
Wow. Betty, I think Betty's a little excited tonight.
Apparently.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzy for tonight's episode 98 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Did you see the receipt? For Wednesday, August 9, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampa nights?
Thanks, Betty, but I got about 2.5 minutes till we go to the weather.
We've got to change the script. We certainly don't.
We do. I think so.
You know
we need
what?
To work on
it. Just go to the weather anyways.
Just go to the weather. Just go to the weather. Okay. Let me,
we'll have an extra long TP segment.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Let's... There we go. Oh, wait. Where's the cart? Where's the cart?
There where's it is. The transitional button?
Yeah.
There we go.
Where's the big yellow button? It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 84 degrees, with a humidity of 65%, giving us a heat index of 89 degrees. The dew point is 71, and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Wednesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 11 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 79. On Thursday, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, partly sunny with a high near 92. Our heat index values tomorrow will reach as high as 102 degrees. I'm glad I work in a server room. Because it's cold. Then overnight on Thursday, with 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 79. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of scattered snow and thunderstorms. Wow, that's going to be awesome. Especially since it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 91. Dick. Where's Dick White? Dick White, what are you doing with the scripts? And then Friday night, it's going to be a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 79. That's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Wow, Anthony. After having a rainy and hot July, August is turning out to be a real dud in the weather department here in Chicago. But don't think I'm not complaining, because with temperatures mostly in the low to mid-70s, I can open those windows and turn off the AC now and then. Remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast on the Recast, then this weather is history.
And now, from KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport,
it's currently mostly cloudy at 81 degrees. The dew point is at 56 degrees and the humidity is at 42%. The winds are out of the south at 9 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect mostly clear conditions with a low around 68 degrees. On Thursday, expect a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny otherwise, with a high near 83 degrees. South to southwest winds will be around 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 15. Then Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, but mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. After that, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 67 degrees. The winds will be out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and chance of precipitation is 60%, with new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. On Friday, happy Chicagoans can expect partly sunny skies with a high near 78 degrees. Angry and rude Chicagoans can go suck it. West winds will be around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And party hardy Friday night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 64 degrees. Expect north winds around 10 miles per hour, and so Aquanet accordingly. Well, it looks like we can expect really pleasant weekend with temperatures hovering around the mid-70s with clear to partly skies, sunny skies. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some
time, Betty,
to listen to the following that we recast here on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRF.
Hi, guys.
And CPR News hosted by Don DeBar.
Hi,
Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio. And Headphone Meditations with John DuBose.
What's up, John?
By the way, all
it's
of the
new episode out
at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting incompetech.com.
Hey,
support
Kevin.
Your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
So there's been some more anti-cannabis scare tactics, I see, coming out of the Daily Mail from the UK.
Oh, I heard something about that. What? Well, tell us all about it, Joe.
Well, marijuana use increases, I guess, the risk of dying from high blood pressure by more than three times. They're basically saying that there's this particular study which is coming out of Georgia State University.
It's Georgia. They're close enough to Florida. I wouldn't pay attention to them.
So, the thing is, though, it's like people are going to read this and get all crazy-eyed.
Of course
it's going to stimulate your nervous system. Your heart rate's going to increase, and you're going to want more oxygen because your vessels, what do they call that process? It's a vascular dilation.
They dilate. Dilation.
So more blood can flow now, and well,
like Viagra.
Exactly. I mean, how much are you smoking or medicating yourself with or ingesting or whatever it is that you do? How much are you using? I mean, think about it. If you're going crazy, you're smoking bowl after bowl and ripping and bonging and dabbing and tabulating and whatever it is that you do.
Tabulated text.
Yes, you're probably going to be really fucking anxiety prone.
I think so. And of course, it always depends on the strain, too, because, I mean, certain strains get you, there's the indica, which I believe the indica is what does that do? Does that make you, I always get the two of them mixed up. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties, I think.
That's okay. As long as you can hear me now.
I can hear you now.
So let's move on. So the next thing that's happening, especially here in the Chicagoland area, I don't know about you over there in Tampa land. There's a few restaurant chains that are trying to go cashless.
Huh.
Actually, one's not necessarily a restaurant chain. It's a tea shop.
Okay.
And their thing is handling cash is dangerous. It requires more armed guards and more costs. And, it's just like, listen, it's legal tender.
Yeah.
What do you mean I can only pay? I don't have a credit card. I don't have a debit card. I only have cash. Here. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
No, too bad. Too bad. So sad, I guess. That's apparently
what
the situation
is. Folks,
Give the studios a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. And even if you call when we're not live, that's fine. Give us your opinion anyways, because we'll be sure to anonymously replay it for you at a later time.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be more than happy to put your opinions on the air. I believe you have to push one.
It says
push one, because I think the station manager is two. I think you get the station manager if you press two.
Oh, so if I was online, I'd end up getting a phone call?
You might.
Ooh.
It happens that way, you know. I think it just dumps into a voicemail box, honestly. I don't know what Dick did with the phone system. He just fucked it all kinds of up.
So speaking of fucking things up, Chicago schools won't get their first payments tomorrow because the state of Illinois government is completely inept and ineffectual.
What a surprise.
Yes, because now they're trying to hash out how they're going to fund the schools. It's like... Oh, God. It's just, it drives me crazy thinking about how politics and governments and all of these things come together to do whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
And it scares me.
You've moved away from the microphone. Come back to the microphone, Joe.
Coming back to
there
the
you
microphone.
Go. We can't hear you when you talk away from the microphone.
I think we have a listener that is trying to get a hold of us through alternate channels.
Alternate channels, you say?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, there's not necessarily a specific message, so we'll put that aside for now.
What was the message?
I don't know. I don't know the context of the message.
What does the message say?
It says, oh, no.
All right, then. Moving right along.
Motivate Roger to fix the phone lines. Roger, where are you, Roger? Roger. Roger.
There he goes, he's zipping down the hallway.
He doesn't seem to be talking today, but he's walking away. He just stopped.
Yeah, well, give him a good kick. Sometimes that gets him moving again.
Well, speaking of things that are just moving again, that stupid a penny by the ounce soda tax, or it's sugary beverages, depending on how you define it, took effect last week. And guess what? The Cook County Board President tried suing the National Retailers Association for protesting the tax.
Okay.
17 Tailors Association for protein dollars. But bowing to intense criticism, she later reversed the suit. Get that? We were talking about that earlier in the week, too, and we were thinking that it's some kind of a kickback scheme.
It could be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So, what do you have for us tonight, Anthony?
Well, it was Full Moon Monday, but
it's
still kind of Full Moon Wednesday. So, Full Moon. What is that? Oh my goodness!
Hold on, can you see that? That's for you, Anthony.
That's for me. Oh my God! That's just that.
Thank you, listener.
No, thank you. Now I'm going to have to go to the broom closet for a few minutes on break. That just got me all riled up. We were sent an explicit... We can't post it on our Facebook page.
No.
We were sent a picture of granny porn. Which was quite amusing, and I'm not into granny porn. I'm not into grannies at all, but thank you, though. We always appreciate any type of feedback you'd like to present to us.
See, now full moons don't do shit for me.
Oh my God, they made me crazy.
Nice
morning.
Pictures.
Nice pic. No, full moons. It's like I'm in heat. Like a cat on a hot tin roof. Yeah.
Leading up to the full moon, I was in turmoil.
It's been a rough, like, I think everyone, isn't it like a Mercury retrograde or something?
I don't know. If you're a psychic, give us a call, 813-327-8566.
Yes, if you'd like to talk about the woo-woo-ness of it all.
So, are we at war with North Korea yet?
You know what, I think we've been at war with them since the Korean War. I don't think we've ever not technically been at war with them.
Or are we in an armistice?
Now I think we're in an armistice.
I think that is at serious risk.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I don't know what the, I don't. No, oh my god.
Here's something that's been really brewing in my head, and I'm sorry, folks, if this is boring you, but just bear with me.
Just bear with Joe.
If we provoke, okay, I'm sure North Korea will have something up its sleeve.
Oh yeah.
To send that missile lob it somewhere. Which means then, potentially, China is going to be like, whoa, what the F?
China's in a very precarious position right now.
Yes.
Because the China's booming economy is a result of trade with the West and Europe. So, yes. You know, if they side with the Koreans, they risk, you know, a lot of problems with that.
But something on the Twitter webs that I saw, and you know, this is uncorroborated. These are rumors. This is not necessarily fact. One thing that they mentioned was when Korea mentioned that they were going to send us little gifts, somebody said, hey, did we ever think to check any of those cargo containers that come from all of those different ports up and down Asia?
Of course not.
Exactly. So that's something to consider, folks. You know, be careful.
It's a lot of scary shit out there. I try not to think about it because I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. I'm exhausted with it.
Yeah.
So I can't control it. There's nothing I can do about it. And I just pray. I don't really pray. I'm not a religious man, but I just hope that this shit like somehow gets de-escalated and we can all get along. I mean, I don't know what the this is fucking ridiculous.
I heard something funny today on NPR. They were talking about the missile control systems for the different nuclear whatevers in the United States.
Yeah.
And apparently, they still use huge floppy disks.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Control centers.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, it's technology that works. They know it works. It never needs to be updated. It still does one thing. It launches a missile.
But doesn't that stuff like deteriorate and degrade, like the disc material itself?
It can, but I have a feeling it's probably stored in a very controlled environment to where it won't degrade. I don't know if it would, if it's in a dry, like in a clean room, it won't like get any of that fungus that grows on magnetic tape. So yeah, exactly. Okay. So, and then the Russians and the Chinese did it, and we're going to be shoring up to your news thing here soon. So, why don't you go ahead and give me a reach around over there? But Roger sure knows how to oil the wheel. That's never a problem. Damn thing just keeps going and going. I think it's getting longer. Here we go. Thank God. Alright, oh my goodness.
And what have we won tonight?
Well, let me click on my link and I can tell you. Where's that document? This comes from the WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. And the
WFTS!
Yes. And let me tell you, when you've got to have a cigarette, you've got to have a cigarette. Deputies from Erie County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash scene in the town of North Collins, New York, early Friday morning. At 4:41 a.m. local time, deputies discovered a minivan, partially submerged in a pond with its lights still on.
Wow.
The sheriff's office said a woman was found in the driver's seat, hanging out, smoking a cigarette, while she was being rescued by personnel from the North Collins Fire Department. Sonia, 37, of Boston, had a strong smell of alcohol, according to deputies. She failed multiple sobriety tests and was subsequently charged with a felony DWI, among six other charges, and smoking while ignorant. She's currently held at the Erie County Holding Center for her arraignment in North Collins Town Court. And I believe that was up in New York.
Well, she'll have plenty of time to not have any cigarettes.
So. No. Well, yeah, maybe. You never know. So, Joe, what's in the news?
And now,
well, hey.
The news.
Anthony. Thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories, folks. Hey, and finally, someone had the stones to make this law. I'm sorry, it just has to be. How are they going to enforce it? That's the thing that they'll never talk about.
We'll just run people over.
Yeah, all right. So, by our friend Ben Hooper from UPI. So, this is July 30th, so this is pretty recent. A bill was signed into law by the mayor of Honolulu, Aloha.
They'll be
imposing fines on pedestrians who are caught looking at their phones while crossing the street. Mayor Kirk Caldwell held a signing ceremony Thursday for this distracted pedestrian law, which takes effect on October 25th. So you can still look at your phones if you want, and hopefully nobody runs you over. The text of the law, which is passed by the city council in a 7-2 vote this month, makes it illegal for pedestrians to cross a street or highway while viewing a mobile electronic device. This device could include cell phones, tablets, laptop computers. So if you're holding a laptop computer walking down the street, good for you, man.
Well, actually, my question is, you said mobile computing device. So what if I get, like, a Rover? You know, they have these Rovers at the hospital, and they got the battery packs on them. If I had a Rover with a full-size screen on it and a keyboard and a mouse, what if I was just walking down the street computing on that?
That would probably count.
Oh, well, okay. Fair enough. What if I was holding it? Then it's not that mobile. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Sometimes I wish there were laws we did not have to pass, that perhaps common sense would prevail, Caldwell said during the ceremony, but sometimes we lack common sense. Caldwell said the ordinance, which he said is believed to be the first of its type in the nation, was needed due to Honolulu having the unfortunate distinction of Honolulu being a major city with more pedestrians being hit in crosswalks, particularly our seniors, than almost any other city in the country.
You know what the top-rated cities are in there that are actually above Honolulu?
What?
Tampa and Orlando.
Ooh. So, but, you know, to me, this sounds like a tax on seniors.
Yeah.
The law requires police to witness an offense to make an arrest. Now, here's the enforcement part. Ooh. So what, are they going to have cops sitting at every intersection? Doubtful.
No.
So, it would lead, if you get caught, it would lead to fines of $15 to $35 for a first offense, $35 to $75 for a second offense, and $75 to $99 for a third offense. Doesn't say anything else beyond that.
I was going to say, they just kill you. They just run you over then.
Local officials said the legislation was first proposed by a group of local high school students. Good for you, high school students. These high school groups were concerned for their peers being distracted and elderly, apparently,
while crossing streets
and looking at their phones instead of looking both ways. God, you know, it's like, I do like this law in the sense that, God, you know, you got to protect people from themselves, apparently, these days, because they just don't fucking think.
But I guess the other question is, look, is the law really going to do any good, though?
It'll net some money somehow, because I'm sure there'll be a cop somewhere that's going to catch somebody, because there's a million people walking the streets, apparently, not looking up to check things out.
Deputy Donut.
He's going to lasso you in.
Woo-woo! I post Deputy Donut sometimes on Facebook posts, because it's just so fitting on certain news stories.
All right,
so let's. Are we moving on away from our crosswalk misfortunes?
Yeah, let's move on from the crosswalk.
All right.
Yeah, this is why my risk factor for these kinds of things is on the no bueno scale.
Ooh, no bueno.
Yes, by Ben Hooper,
Hi, Ben Hooper.
An Arkansas amusement park confirmed several roller coaster riders were stuck for an hour when the ride broke down.
Fuck that.
Springs Amusement Park in Hot Springs confirmed the X coaster ride broke down at about 2:31 p.m. with riders in mid-trip. The riders were manually returned to the station by 3:28, so you were in there for an hour and 7 minutes.
Wow.
After a while, they got an anchor and they started dragging them down, and they all got down safely. Some of them were crying and some of them were fine. which apparently means some of them were not.
Maybe the ones that were crying were the ones that weren't fine.
I don't know. It's I mean, the ones, at least they were crying. I mean, I'm sure there was others that were not so all right. But anyways, visitors captured photos and videos of the roller coaster as it spent an hour stranded on the track.
Wow.
I'd be losing my shit. You know, there's been a lot of things across the country lately about, I think something in Ohio happened.
Yeah, that was an amusement park ride. I guess, like, the car flew off of it and killed someone. That's unfortunate.
You know, this, and here's the thing, are my fellow stoners and other law-abiding citizens. You know, when you're going out to an amusement park, you want to be sure that where you're going... Ooh, that looks cool, water. you want to make sure that the ride that you're on is going to be safe for you, even though it's propelling you at ungodly speeds and G-forces, I'm sure.
Yes, and generally, if the inspector or operator only has one or two teeth, you might want to reconsider. At least amusement parks have, like, engineers and stuff that, you know, I mean, that's still like college kids that run the rides, but, you know, there's like engineers that maintain it. I'm sorry, state fairs, I have seen, bless you, carnies, great, whatever, but I...
You know, I have to say, as long as they've got a good reputation and nobody's died or had any problems.
Which is true, which, I mean, you know, if this happens more frequently, then we have a problem.
And if it's with a specific ride, then it could be also to a design issue.
It could be. It could be the chickens. It's Roger. There you go. All right. Let me find the mouse here and move you to the next cart. There you go. This one's peppy. I think I need a cocktail.
So priests drink too, huh?
The nuns drink a hell of a lot.
Do they now? See, I don't know. I've never known. I mean, I know priests drink their little wine at the mass thingy. But...
My sister did her master's degree in a Catholic school, private Catholic school up in somewhere in like Madison, Wisconsin. And she would tell me tales of in the evening, she would go out drinking with the nuns. They'd go to the local lesbian bar and they'd all get drunk.
Oh.
So go figure. I think they were more progressive nuns.
Later?
I don't know. I don't think so. She didn't seem to indicate it. And okay. Let's go with the thought that no.
Okay. Move on to the story.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on first. There you go. Now go on.
So this is from our friend Daniel Uria, also from UPI. Apparently, a group of student Catholic priests were nearly turned away from a bar in Wales due to their fancy religious garb. The seven seminarians, dressed in their black clerical clothing, were sent out of the City Arms pub in Cardiff after bar staff mistook them for a bachelor party dressed in costumes. "Sorry, gents, we don't do fancy dress or stag do's," the bartender told the group. I'm sure I totally screwed the accent on that, but whatever. It's across the seas. Anyways. Despite assuring the bar staff...
I apologize. I was actually just responding to an email, so I... It kind of beeped, and I was letting you go. I'm sorry. I was off in my own little world.
Despite assuring the bar staff they were actual priests out to celebrate their colleague's ordination, the men were cast out of the bar and left searching for somewhere else to drink.
Oh, wow.
Before the dejected group of clergymen moved on to the next bar, City Arms assistant manager Matt rushed to apologize for the mistake and invited them back in for a free round of drinks. They were all dressed in their black and white clothes, and the staff thought they were on a stag do, Morgan told the Guardian. We do have quite a few issues on the weekends with parties wearing fancy dress. It's just like, what the...
Okay.
Fancy dress?
Yeah, that's a...
So
well,
it is our policy to turn them away? You just turn away people with their money? Come on. Anyways, I started to realize that they were quite serious, and in the end, we invited them in and gave them a free round of drinks.
There you go.
The group ultimately shared a laugh about the bizarre mix-up, and in an act of goodwill, one priest, Reverend Robert, brought the bartender bought the bartender a pint of one of the pub's most popular ales, known as the Reverend James.
Slipped him his number.
Yeah, right. We'd like to thank the City Arms. Ding, ding.
I had to find the button. There's lots of buttons to push here.
We'd like to thank the City Arms for being good sports through all of this and their kind gesture to our seminarian. Please note, a number of our clergy, including the Archbishop of Cardiff, frequent your bar, so don't turf away any more of us. Anyways, that's crazy. That's it for the news. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah. How are we doing on time? Oh, wow, dude. We got like 3.5 minutes left. Wait, no. We're into break. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong timer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an F? Before I wind down here. Chicken exploding. I had to be ready for that one. 128 or 6 kilobit per second streaming experience. Well, visit Chiampa, Chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, I think. Blinky, blinky, blinky. Wait, there. Okay, wait. Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
All over the country, women have stopped using fabric softeners.
You started saving money.
With Rainbow Fresh Yes Detergent Plus Fabric Softener.
Yes Clean. Deep down. Controls. Static clean. Plus, Yes softens with a rainbow fresh scent. Mmm.
So you can stop spending money on fabric softeners you don't need.
Get rainbow fresh. Yes.
Yes is all you need to buy.
If someone special, you're reaching for more. Trying to do things better than before. And when you're thirsty, it's right you're reaching for.
Drink the Pineapple.
You say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
That special taste of originality.
Dr. Pepper.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
For your Pepper personality. Woo! Yeah!
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio. You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Part of our talent is in the Betty's.
It's in the Betty's. Cue Betty, by the way.
Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Wednesday. Happy hump day. Anyway, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Book Lovers Day, National Veep Day, and National Rice Pudding Day. Books are good. What's a veep? And Joe is all giddy because he can stuff himself with more Sensoricos. Anyway,
Sensoricos.
So we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Senor Rico. Senor Ricos, by the way, you can get at Aldi's. They are a rice pudding. They are delicious. But I gotta tell you, if I had one of those things right now, I'd be falling asleep.
I like to call them Sensoricos.
Sensoricos.
Excuse me.
So, you got some interesting news for us.
Yeah, let me hit the database one more time.
Database. And if you want to give us a call at the studios, you can share your experiences of anything at 813-327-8566. And be sure to visit us at www.chiampa.info.
There you go. This was an interesting one.
Yes.
Our first story of the night comes from Daytona Beach News Journal and brings us someone trying to live the Florida lifestyle without making sure his story is straight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. According to news reports, Joseph from D-Land, Florida, left work, withdrew about $450 from an ATM, which I didn't know you could get $450. I thought you always get it in 20s. And then went to a gas station to buy cigarettes. On his way into the gas station, Joseph was stopped by two men and engaged in a conversation. One of the men asked Joseph if he had a dollar to spare. And when Joseph took out all of his money, the other man pulled a gun on him. The two men robbed him and then ran away. The police were contacted. Joseph gave detailed descriptions of the suspects, to include the height, clothes, the gun, and even the brand of shoes that the suspects were wearing. As the police searched the area, they were approached by a man who told them that he had been parked in the area all evening. We don't know why.
Yeah, right.
Which I was reading the story and I'm like, why was... But apparently they don't get into that. That's poor investigative journalism.
Oh, but we can speculate.
I'm sure we can speculate. Anyway, he said he did not see anyone running away. The police viewed the surveillance video at the gas station and saw Joseph casually enter the store and then exit. Joseph was seen walking until he got out of view, according to police. Well, Joseph was confronted with the findings, in which he then admitted he was out meeting two men to buy cocaine and was apparently robbed. He did not call 911 at the gas station because he did not want his wife to know that he was buying cocaine. Oopsie poopsie. Unfortunately, Joseph was arrested and is being held without bail because of a violation of probation related to grand theft. Yep, so he was living the Florida lifestyle.
Ooh, and now he lost more than just $450.
He lost a lot. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So there's been some... This has been going on in Florida lately, because there was another story in which this happened at a Burger King, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't want to do two of these in one night. And I really didn't have the impetus to combine the two of them, because that required more effort than I was willing to give. Yes. So News Channel 4 WJXT from Jacksonville, Florida, brings us our next crazy Florida news story about some chicken nuggets, global warming, and some really pissed off people.
Oh, Allison,
yeah, right. Allison Music showed the internet a disturbance that happened at a Jacksonville Chick-fil-A restaurant. It began when two male customers argued with the staff for about 20 minutes about their chicken nuggets being cold.
That's just too long.
That is too long. I'm like, chicken nuggets are fine when they're cold, in my book. I'll eat them cold.
I won't.
I don't care. I'll eat them cold. Sometimes I'll buy
microwave them.
You will? Oh, no, they get rubbery. I buy the popcorn chicken from Publix, and then I put them in the refrigerator, and then I put them in, like, salad and stuff. It's quite tasty. So, anywho. But yeah.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about. No, but if I'm getting, like, fast food chicken nuggets, I don't want them to be cold. I want them to be
piping hot. All right.
Yeah. But it's been a long time since I've... Oh, God, I remember when people used to order 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. Holy cow.
I think we could still do
a whole episode about my experience at McDonald's, but go on.
You know, maybe we should take that in consideration one of these nights. We'll just title it Joe's McDonald's Experience.
Yeah, that could be a cool show.
My goodness, we'll just give you little segments throughout the show. Allison said that the restaurant refunded the men their money, but their sister thought differently and attempted to enter the restaurant. However, the manager had already locked the doors. Witnesses reported that two women attempted to break the glass on the door and literally broke off the door handle in their attempt to enter the restaurant. Eventually, the women decided to try entering through a different doorway, which was unlocked. Which I'm like, if they're, wouldn't you? But anyway, I would assume you'd try to lock those as well. They began arguing with the manager as employees were on the phone with the police. Multiple video clips showed how the situation escalated, and when the woman started trashing the restaurant by dumping utensils and other supplies on the floor and smashing a vase. Managers of the Chick-fil-A declined to comment on last Wednesday, and it is not clear if a police report was filed in the case. News 4 Jax apparently does not do much reporting. Reports that a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office spokesman said that there will be updates on this story as additional details emerge. So far, there have been no updates. Exactly. All right. So let's move. Yeah, no, there was a Burger King thing too. I don't know what happened at the Burger King, but it was ridiculous crap. I'm like, you people are ridiculous. You're all just fighting over damn chicken nuggets and hamburgers. What the hell?
Like, give them fucking new nuggets, right?
Or they said they gave them the money back, but 20 minutes arguing for 20 minutes about cold nuggets just sounds ridiculous. You could have driven somewhere else, gotten better nuggets. All right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But this one isn't quite sexy, I'm sorry.
No, but it kind of fits the theme. He was trying to be sexy. If you saw the picture, you'd totally understand. The Sun Sentinel brings us our final and not so quite naked Florida news story of the night. But there was definitely a promise for some inappropriate nakedness, so it makes the cut. Richard, a 73-year-old man from Daytona Beach, Florida, was hanging out on a Volusia County beach one Saturday afternoon, just taking in the sun, enjoying the half-naked bodies, and handing out business cards to prospective candidates for a great adventure. Richard was giving his business cards to all the lovely young girls on the beach, including a girl who told him that she was only 16 years old. To wit, he pulled out a bra pad from a bathing suit and told the 16-year-old girl that he was looking for someone to fill it and that she would be the perfect fit. He then told her to contact him when she turned 18. Instead, the police were contacted. Richard was approached by officers and found him with business cards that showed a young woman wearing shorts and high heels sitting on the lap of a man dressed in a business suit with the man's right hand on the woman's thigh. Printed on the business card was the phrase, "Sugar Daddy seeking his sugar baby." Yeah, how about that, right? The article does not say if the man in the picture was Richard himself. Richard was ordered to stay away from Volusia beaches for 6 months for violating an ordinance prohibiting solicitation on the beach. Richard was not arrested. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8966. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo! The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Boom! Thank you, Betty. So, it's time for Two for Monday. And I found a really good one on Twitter. This is Signs You're Back in the 80s. So what I did is I kind of just quickly pilfered our Twitter feed.
Okay.
For this hashtag. And the first one I got was from Steve Redmond at SJREDMOND. Signs You're Back in the 80s, an actor is president. The only problem is that this one doesn't bother to read the script. He just makes shit up.
Really?
And then Mr. Christopher says, I am almost legend, MTV is playing music videos. And I guess it's true. They started playing music videos recently.
They did, didn't they?
Hashtag hash browns, yes. Yummy.
Oh, there's Betty. Just talking about hashtags.
And Mr. David Croder of Croder Music said, when this, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is an old-style cafeteria blue tray, like from elementary school, with a disgusting frozen lasagna, corn, some kind of fruit concoction, chocolate milk, and a pretzel with mustard.
I think that's supposed to be a square pizza. I remember getting those in school.
Really?
Yeah, it's a square pizza.
So... Really?
Yeah.
If you want to see more, just search hashtag signs you're better than the eight. Uh-oh. If you want to see more, just search hashtag some. And don't use the apostrophe in U-R-E. That's Y-O-U-R-E. Anyways, what's your twofer?
Oh, Usher's giving the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, really? What's up with Usher?
Yeah, apparently Usher is currently being sued by two women and a man, which nobody seems to be talking about the man thing. But yeah, he for giving them herpes.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there, of course, as with everything, there's speculation that they're just in looking for a payout. There's other speculation that Usher said, told them that he had herpes and they, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, there's always a whole bunch of craziness involved with that. But yeah.
Wow.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be all right there, Skippy?
Ooh, yes, that last database access, the files got all jumbled up.
That happens sometimes.
Yes. Whew. So, what's up with crime and armed robberies in Sycamore?
I don't know. What is up with crime and armed robberies in Sycamore?
I don't know. That's something that you put in there, isn't it?
No, I think you put that in there. I did not put crime. I don't know anything about crime and armed robberies in Sycamore.
Okay. Maybe I put that in there.
I hope you did, because if you didn't put that in there and I didn't put it in there, then someone else has access to our script, which is not a good thing.
Betty, is that you?
Oh, my goodness.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, you sure? You better be. Wow.
Wow. So, hey, Anthony, why don't you just go ahead and give this?
We're gonna do the wheel thing. Yeah. Hold on, let me find the wheel here.
That button.
Wait. Yeah, I gotta find it. There you go.
Ooh, that would start it off fast.
Well, you know they do that sometimes. And there it keeps going and going. It's like a Duracell. My ear itches. Oh my goodness, my ear itches. Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Right.
So, our winning wheel link story tonight is Deep World Van with $98,000 worth of pot.
Wow.
East River North, and this is out of Chicago. DNA Info is reporting that a man and woman driving a Weed World van full of pot-laced edibles are charged with possessing nearly 98K worth of marijuana this past Saturday in River North. Now, get this. I saw this van, and
did
I
you?
Laughed. I wish I would have taken a damn picture of it.
I wish you did, too.
But, yeah, I saw this van. It was crazy. It was like Weed World. What?
Weed World.
And it was like 420 and peace symbols, and I'm like, okay.
Clearly, it was all about the weed.
So, Robin, 51, of Alabama, and 36-year-old Bradley of Georgia both face felony drug possession and distribution charges after the arrest Saturday night near State and Ohio streets. Police said police recovered more than 13 pounds of marijuana, a loaded handgun, and a substance suspected to be cocaine and open alcohol. After questioning Robin and Bradley in their van at 7:30 p.m. Saturday in the 600 block of North State Street, the Cook County prosecutors and Officer Brandy Wright. Why did I say all that? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Robin and Bradley were selling marijuana-infused edibles, including lollipops, brownies, and Rice Krispie Treats. Wow. So they appeared in court on Saturday. But apparently their van was parked downtown during Lollapalooza weekend. And if you click on their link, you'll see, like, they apparently had YouTube videos showing people just, like, walking up and ordering shit.
Wow. How the hell did they think they were going to get away with this?
Well, they got away with it for quite a while.
Wow.
I wish I would have taken up on that trend. Shit.
Don't we all? Of course, so now they'll probably never see the light of day ever again, though.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
That truck will be impounded and confiscated for life to death.
Yeah. Top.
That's all I got. Isn't
all right. All right. Well, there we have it. Okay. Well, we got the winning news wheel. We got, let's see, I guess, okay. And I guess mosquitoes are a trending animal, according to the Google Trends.
Really?
Yeah, I did a look on the Google Trends, and apparently mosquitoes were a trending animal. I don't know why mosquitoes were a trending animal.
How do you get to the trends on Google?
I guess you just type Google Trends. You can do a Google search for a Google Trends.
Google Trends.
You can do it. There you go.
Google Trends, Google Trends. Do, 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 do.
I'm going to have some of this wine.
Okay, so right now it's all about the solar eclipse, according to this. Okay. It's all about stories. Okay, lots of stories. Okay, where is... Okay. Animal. Category. Science?
Science!
So... Oh, God. Pokemon is still number two? God, I wish Pokemon would just
die. Is it really?
Die. Just die. Like, overload and die.
You seem to have... A lot of hatred towards Pokemon. Would you like to talk about that? We got about 3 minutes until the ugly lights come on.
No, it's okay.
All right, fair enough.
No, it's just crazy. It's like I listened to a TED Talk about how they're training people to just kind of react to the next best thing, and it's the wrong way to go about things. And I say just turn off social media, period. Yeah, it's a great way to market and get... to be known, but don't be sitting on it all day. Come on.
Yeah, don't. Because there are crime and armed robberies in Sycamore.
Well, not only that, but in Honolulu, if you're caught walking across the street looking at your phone on Facebook or Twitter, damn, you're getting fined.
I think that's a good idea, but I'm very interested in seeing how that's actually going to be.
How it's going to be enforced. I mean, are they going to have drones kind of like... zooming in now? That's an idea. Drones zooming in and watching you. Okay. And that sucks. That does mean that Big Brother is now watching you.
It sure does. And they will float down and even give you a ticket.
Not necessarily to like know you, but to just find you and to get money out of you.
Probably.
But people are also rather short-sighted and bumbled. And if you know anybody like this, or you're one yourself, give us a call now at 813-327-8866.
Let's see. We got Vince Wolfork.
Ooh. Hi, Vince.
Darian Arnofiskas. Yeah. Oh, these are all people. Kesha. Kesha is on here. Jesus. Kesha's number four. That is so depressing. Maybe we should get nuked. Whitney Houston, number six. Wow, she has been dead for years, and she is on number six. Good for you, Whitney.
Okay, so if I type the word animals, then the top interest animal, interest by region, Sri Lanka.
What are the people in Belgium interested in?
So I don't know how you got to that search term.
Wanzi. I can't even read it. It's in Belgianish. Egypt. What's going on in Egypt?
Pakistan. Oof. See, I'm getting all these different results. So how did you get to what you
got? I just did trends.google.com.
Right.
And it just said trending searches, and there's a little drop-down box next to trending searches, and I can select, like, different countries. Like, number one in Mexico is Rafa Marquez. Number two is America. But it looks like it's a soccer thing. And then climb up Puebla. And then other things.
So the first one is Maine. And the second one is Portland.
What's going on in South Korea?
I don't know and I don't care, to be honest. I mean, if I type in North Korea right now, let's see what happens. You got North Korea seriously examining a strike near Guam. That's from CNN. CNN is also saying, could Congress stop Trump from bombing North Korea? And what's the New York Times is saying, with North Korea, past presidents preferred words over fire. So, I don't know. I think they all should just sit down and eat some delicious French toast.
I think delicious French toast would be good,
with
too.
Lots of maple syrup.
It appears that the number one trending thing in Russia is a movie.
Well, good for them.
I'm translating the page right now. Yes, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And repetitions. That is what's trending in Russia right now. They don't care about North Korea. They don't care about the United States. They care about some freaking movie.
They care about those workers that are over there looking at you funny because the ugly lights are coming on.
Oh, yeah, they're coming on soon, about a minute and a half. But we're kind of killing the time because nobody's calling. But that's fine. Because it's been one of those, because we're kind of like, you know, this was an ad hoc thing. Because, I don't know if our listeners are aware, I think we've discussed it. And we have a show title. We still have, you wrote that show title down, right?
Which show title?
For the 100th episode, Ring of Fire Edition.
Oh, yes, it is in my notes.
Okay, good. Because our 100th.
Episode 100. Feeling Syndicated, Ring of Fire Edition.
There you go. Because our 100th episode happens on the day of the eclipse.
Yes, it does.
And that's...
Now, the eclipse will have been long dead and gone by the time we do our episode.
Oh, yeah, but...
The effects of it will still be with us.
It's still a day to remember. It's still the day the eclipse happens. We hit 100 episodes, you know, we still don't make any money, and life goes on. But that's fine. It's a hobby.
And I might go sit outside and just take a look at it and see what happens.
That's interesting. I don't know if we're going to see much of it here in Florida. Yeah. And I work in a windowless building anyway, so I won't see it. Yeah, I know. It is, isn't it? In Canada, Chloe Moretz, whoever. I don't care. Because the ugly lights are about ready to activate. They should have activated by now. I don't know why they didn't.
It's been a long time ago. So they should have activated 55 minutes after the hour.
Oh, wow. We're actually almost at 9 o'clock here, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh. I was giving you those subtle cues.
You should have just said, why isn't it going? Well, we really don't have much time here. We have like 2 minutes left. So do you want to just try to run through this as quickly as possible? Okay, yes, ugly lights are coming on. Roach is running down the hallway. Go.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Sharp Radio. You got nothing to do on weekend afternoons, check out my show Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science stuff and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, morning rush hour, toppers.
Yes.
Every day.
Awesome. Follow us now.
Something like that. So anyway, so let's put the pedal to the metal. We've got 40 seconds left. wow. How the fuck did that happen? I think something's broken. Oh, you know why? Because all my timers are set for Monday.
Time warp.
And it's Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. Remember, don't get stuck in a crosswalk in Honolulu texting 16-year-old girls while hiding your cocaine from the angry chicken nuggets looking for a sugar baby.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, me too. Anyway. All right, we got like 4 minutes and 50 seconds till we get cut off here, but we're going to go anyway. We're going to let it go. So anyway, oh, my phone's going crazy now too. So anyway, have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for The Lady from Cheyenne on Lux Radio Theater from Quality Radio Productions.
Bye-bye, baby, Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Bye, Betty.
Bye.
Ooh, that wine was strong tonight.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.